Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Latin America, Central America, Honduras. An election is voted on and now concluded with a successful victor. No contested election. I welcome Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American Research Professor, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, to comment on what this means for a region that is critical to the success of the United States and the Biden administration, because Honduras is part of the so-called Northern Triangle. That has been the source of the migration, the caravans especially, these last years, and this year more than any other. That route north through Central America is also followed by people from Haiti, from Cuba, and from all over the world. So Honduras is the way north, or Honduras is also in the news because the brother of the present president, Mr. Hernandez, has been convicted in a U.S. court of narco-trafficking and will spend many years behind bars. The question is, Honduras, will it turn from its ways of being essentially an airstrip for smugglers bringing cocaine and other illicit products to the north? Professor, a very good day to you. The news from The Guardian. I'll go for the left-of-center newspaper out of London. Honduras to get first female president after ruling party concedes defeat. Leftist winner Castro says she will not fail the people after National Party rules out contesting election results. The former first lady, Ms. Castro, is married to a former president of Honduras who was driven from office some dozen years ago by the military. The former first lady had 53% of the votes, and her rival, Asfura, 34%, with 52% of the tallies counted, according to the National Electoral Council. It has 30 days from the election to declare a winner. Right now, the winner is presumed to be Ms. Castro. Professor, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. Ms. Castro is married to a former president who was driven from office. That has to be part of the storyline. Is this a surprise that she wins, and what does she represent for Honduras with her claim she will not fail the people? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. It's a pleasure, as always, to be on the program. So, first of all, it really wasn't a surprise. The high levels of corruption, endemic poverty, about 59% poverty in Honduras right now, the frustration with violence and things that have really driven the migrant caravans to the United States, as you alluded to. This has really driven levels of frustration up to the point where Xiomara Castro was heavily favored. Really, there are two pieces of good news that precede kind of a wave of bad news that's coming. One of those pieces was the fact that by winning by such a big margin, 53% to 34%, it really canceled what was the fear of many that this would be a contested election and that there could be questions of National Party maneuvering to stay in power. So her National Party rival, principal rival, Nasria Fura, conceded. And so it looks like there will be at least a peaceful transition of power. At the same time, also, although there are some concerns of where Castro and her Libre movement may take the country, the Biden administration was relatively friendly towards her and in distance from the previous National Party and Juan Orlando Hernandez, including a visit by Assistant Secretary Brian Nichols to the country, including, I think, some push for the transparency of the election. And so the U.S. will start off on a positive foot. Having said that, however, I think there are a number of questions of what this will mean for the region and where she will take the country. Number one, she's promised within her first 100 days to switch recognition from Taiwan to the People's Republic of China. As we've seen elsewhere in the region, that oftentimes opens up the country for a lot of non-transparent memorandum of understanding activities by Chinese companies and other things that probably will make the U.S. and others deeply uncomfortable. Number two is a question of Honduras's relationship with the broader Latin American left, which is becoming more entrenched across the region. You know, we've seen this with the entrenchment of Venezuela and Cuba, but also the return of the MAS in Bolivia with Pedro Castillo in Peru, with the deepening of the left in Argentina with the Peronists, et cetera. And so, Central America has at least traditionally been relatively right-oriented and closely tied to the U.S., and so with the exception of Nicaragua, of course. And so this will be an important shift. It'll be interesting to see how that changes our regional dynamics. And then, of course, the broader questions of, what will this mean in terms of participation of Honduras in organized crime? Will a new criminal group replace some of the previous criminal ties that the current president is tied to? And there's a big question, one of our most important military forward operating locations, a joint task force Bravo at what's now becoming the Palmarola Airport. The question is, will that be in jeopardy by a leftist-oriented Xiomara Castro? So there's a lot of questions on the table, not only her ability to confront Honduras's problems, but where she will take the country and what that will mean for the U.S.
4 years earlier, the vote in 2017 was a catastrophe in terms of public order. There was rioting. There were many dead. The military was called out. The eventual outcome was the President Hernandez continued in office, despite what were clear protests from observers, the OAS. In other words, Honduras collapsed into finger pointing and blame shifting for the last 4 years. This looks, in contrast, to be another country. And I note the photograph in the Guardian newspaper shows the major candidate, Asfura, congratulating with a genuine warm smile on his face, congratulating the president-elect Castro. All very positive, wonderful, careful signaling. However, what was the driver for that turmoil 4 years ago? And does that driver remain in place? Because Mr. Hernandez, departing the scene, knows that he is, let's put it this way, a person of interest connected with his brother's conviction in the U.S. Are the dark forces that were unleashed 4 years ago still on the margins?
You're right, John. There was a lot of controversy about the 2017 election. It was believed that both in terms of Juan Orlando getting the declaration that he could run again, and in the way in which the election played out, where with some mysterious glitches in the polling machines, that he came up the winner. So that was always a difficulty. But you're absolutely right. Juan Orlando Hernandez, the current president, was named as co-conspirator four in the trial that resulted in the conviction of his brother, Tony Hernandez, this spring. It's likely that there will be a formal case that now proceeds against him, if one just extrapolates what's come out with the U.S. Justice Department. It's entirely possible that he will be seeking to go to some other country which provides him legal protection, perhaps Nicaragua, where he has a close relationship with the Ortegas. That'll be an interesting case. And that will also raise the issue of whether the new Castro government returns, as they promised, to a internationally sponsored anti-corruption commission like MASI, which was allowed to expire by the predecessor, whether there is a cooperation with the U.S. on anti-corruption matters and things like that. So there is going to be a shakeout, and I suspect that the smile by Nasri Asfura if it was partly sincere, it was also partly with the hopes that by having a good working relationship, that the new Castro government would limit the way that they go after the National Party representatives once they're entrenched in power.
If I read correctly, and there was a recent lengthy piece in the New Yorker that was helpful in the background of Honduras, this is a country that is overwhelmed with narco-trafficking money. It flows in all directions. It might be impossible to be a public servant and not be touched by it. So we're looking at unknowns ahead. I noted in the New Yorker piece, which was very helpful, there are lending strips everywhere. And that used to be servicing the banana plantations. This was O. Henry's original Banana Republic. That's what we're dealing with here. United Fruit is the legend of. But the the narco trafficking money, is it containable? Is it stoppable? We're going to touch on other unknowns in Latin America later on when we discuss the Venezuela-Colombia border. So is this imaginable or utopian to propose that you can stop the corruption of public officials in Honduras?
Well, I agree, John. It certainly is going to continue to be a problem in one way or another. Indeed, Mel Zelaya, President-elect Castro's husband, was also believed to be implicated in a number of narco scandals. And so it's touched all parties, including the Libre movement. Even going back to the 1990s, when Juan Ramon Mata emerged, the Honduran emerged as a key figure in basically a drug bridge from Colombia, working through Mexico into the United States. And so just Honduras's geographic position, and you mentioned the airstrips, not only on the coast there and in places near Ciego, but in places like Olancho, in the hard to access east in Mesquitia. These have all been a long problem. Now, there are other places that those drug flows migrate to. We've seen in recent years that there's a migration into routes in the Pacific going from Colombia and Ecuador to the Guatemalan coast and Mexican coast. There's some migration out of Venezuela up through the Dominican Republic, some even farther east that goes out of Trinidad and Tobago, both to Europe and the United States. So Honduras is not the only route for narco-trafficking into the United States, but clearly it will continue to be a major route. And as you point to, the money that comes through for the transporters, the transportistas, the money laundering and the corrupting impact on all elements of Honduran society, I think that's going to continue to be a problem for a long time to come.
I'm speaking with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. He is Latin American research professor. We're talking about what we know so far about the Honduras election, which looks successful. However, there are major players, and we're going to address the Hernandez brothers. We've been mysterious and not filling in the details for why these are critical decisions to be made by the new president-elect and by her husband, who was driven from office by the military, which at this point has to be a factor in the future. Honduras is important to the success of Central America. Central America is important to the success of North America. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.